www.thebrightside.com.
Conventioning. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of other things. Hearsay evidence. Why? Why do you care? Significant, folks. If you are laying in your bed right now with one eye open, have you ever been to court? Has anybody ever sued you? Have you ever been accused of something criminally? Have you gone through the system? Which I think is scary these days anyway. We've talked about this, about getting a jury of your peers, but throw all that out for a second and think of hearsay evidence. Think of rumors and gossip and nonsense that people make up. Now, think of somebody being dead and an accuser, somebody accusing you and suing you for mega bucks, quoting people that aren't walking on the planet anymore. How are you going to confront them? And the answer is you can confront them because they're not walking around. That was part of what happened in the Drew Peterson case. Now, listen, if you want the court of public opinion, you look at this guy who used to be a cop and has all these, there's all these missing women in his past and all these weird, sordid, crazy, unbelievable things that have happened. Do I think he murdered more than one wife? Oh, yeah. But it doesn't matter what I think. We live in a country where, thank goodness, you're innocent until proven guilty. But is that jurisprudence system going to hold up under hearsay evidence? This is something the Supreme Court will probably be talking about in a couple of years. I think they're going to get it. And it may be based on what happened with Drew Peterson. Who knows? They're certainly going to file an appeal here. So we're going to talk about hearsay and the significance of that because it is very, very significant. Also coming up in this hour, in fact, in our next segment, so now the conventions are over. The Republicans are really the ones who have to make up a deficit. What's the deficit? You have an incumbent president who, yes, is battling ugly unemployment numbers and approval ratings that are not the best and whatnot. But he's still the incumbent. And it seems like he definitely has the women's vote. It seems like he definitely has the Hispanic vote. It definitely seems like he has the black vote if we're going to talk about demographics. So, in the battle to win more electoral votes, because it's more about that than the popular vote, what has to happen? It's called mobilization. Mobilization. Meaning, shake a lot of hands, talk to a lot of people, do a lot of convincing, and not just the president himself, other groups. Americans for Prosperity, they're on a little bus tour. A bus tour across the nation to talk to all kinds of people about failed economic policies of this current president. So we'll be joined by someone from the first leg of that journey in North Carolina coming up on the flip side here in just a few minutes. All right, so how about it? The conventions are over. All the flapping of the gums done. All of the grandstanding done. All of that. It's in the bag. It's over. It's history. It's just an Instagram moment for the people who were there that got to pose with so many of those at the convention. We were in Tampa. If you go to AmericaTonight.com, you can see some of the photos that I'm in, taken with various people, different celebrities, and different politicians. So it's done. The speeches, the big platitudes, all that kind of stuff. Obama says that hope is still alive. That was the theme of his speech, the final capper of the convention. You got a 2-month election fight against Mitt Romney from the president's case. So this path to continue along the White House, what the Democrats are saying, it offers a better place. For anyone in the middle class, you got a better place, baby, if you stick with the Dems. Or if you jump on the coattails of the Dems if you've never been there before. Do you think that's true? Here's the thing. We go back to the numbers again. We go back to numbers. And the one number that you can't change is the unemployment number. I mean, you can, but it's not been changed. It's 8.3, really closer to 12. In some cases, in Nevada, closer to 15. In the 18 to 29 age group, the millennials, oh, it's so much worse than that. It's awful. It's 21, 30%. That's unacceptable. The one thing that Obama did differently than Romney was he talked about the military a lot. But I've said this, Romney has emphasized the military along the way. Not that Obama hasn't, he has too. But in his speech, he specifically embraced the veterans. Does that make a difference? Do you think more military people, people who serve, people who come from military families, will swing the way of Barack Obama? That's a tougher sell. That's a much tougher sell, I think. To be sure, we'll mix in some odds and ends, because the pathway here in America tonight is littered with a lot of those. Drew Peterson and hearsay evidence isn't the only thing. So now that he's been found guilty of murdering his third wife, it's a matter of sentencing. And then I believe they will file an appeal. I don't want to step away from this very first segment and not let you hear at least a few random clips of Barack Obama's speech. Here's a few.
I've signed trade agreements that are helping our companies sell more goods to millions of new customers. Goods that are stamped with three proud words, made in America. Yes, we will reform and strengthen Medicare for the long haul, but we'll do it by reducing the cost of health care, not by asking seniors to pay thousands of dollars more. We will keep the promise of Social Security by taking the responsible steps to strengthen it, not by turning it over to Wall Street. It will be a choice between two different paths for America, a choice between two fundamentally different visions for the future. And I'm asking you to choose that future. I'm asking you to rally around a set of goals for your country, goals in manufacturing, energy, education, national security, and the deficit.
So, lots of rhetoric. A lot of rhetoric. I want you to do this. I'm asking you to do this. Here's what I did. Not a lot of super, super specifics. However, I listened to a couple Democratic pundits afterwards, and they said, oh, the one difference between this speech and Romney's speech is there were a lot of goals that were put out there. There were a lot of goals that were laid out. Don't they understand that we want content? Give us some content. That millennial group wants content. They can't be happy. They're not getting the content they were hoping for. Yeah, we're going on that bus tour next. Speaking of content, stay with us here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, sit down. One more time.
All right, imagine squeezing in a bus store, touching almost every state that you possibly can before the election, hitting all the nooks and crannies, music to the ears of so many people that listen to America Tonight, and all those, as I affectionately always say, nooks and crannies. Somebody who's doing that right now is Dallas Woodhouse. Americans for Prosperity has launched something very cool. He's been on the ground with the first leg of the tour. It started in North Carolina. Hey, Dallas, thanks for popping on ATN.
Great to be with you.
All right, so tell us about what's happening with AFP. What is the deal about the bus tour, how many days, and all that stuff?
Well, of course, we are doing a tour called Obama's Failing Agenda, and we are talking about how the economic agenda of the Obama administration is failing citizens across this country with, more than 42 straight months of nearly double-digit unemployment. Of course, with the $1.7 trillion takeover of health care, and of course the, failed boondoggles of the stimulus plan and the green energy giveaways to Solyndra. You know, we joke sometimes, we always complain about politicians picking winners and losers, but of course, President Obama can't say that. He hadn't picked any winners. All they do is pick losers. So we are touring all over the country right now. We have three buses that are operating, and, we'll be going into Virginia and Ohio and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Colorado and New Mexico, and I encourage people to get on the website at failingagenda.com. That's failingagenda.com, and they can see where we're going, and they can sign our petition against this Obama agenda, which is failing citizens all across the country.
So is the idea, and you gave us some words there, you gave us some statistics there that we've talked about on America Tonight, the unemployment numbers, that kind of stuff. So are you trying to raise awareness for, okay, here's what you're hearing, and maybe you're confused, here's the meat, here's the big problem, here's what's happened, and here are some statistics to back this up?
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think what we want to do is we want to focus on policy. I mean, what we know is that America will benefit from good economic policy, from lower tax rates, from perhaps a lower tax burden, maybe a broader base, but much lower tax rates, a less regulated environment. We need to get a handle on the cost of energy, on the cost of government regulation, on the, we're staring at the tax-mageddon at the end of the year. So we need to change these policies. And what we know, from watching the DNC in Charlotte, is that good economic policy is good politics. And the problem President Obama has is bad economic policy is bad politics. That's why he's in trouble in North Carolina. He's in trouble a lot of places. We had some fun tonight. I don't know if you'll think it's funny, but we went out and we had our event in Raleigh, about 3 hours away from where President Obama was going to make his speech tonight. But of course, they had to move his speech indoors, allegedly because of the weather. There was a small chance of showers tonight down in Charlotte. I'm not sure if it rained or not, but the chances that there's going to be a chance of rain in North Carolina in the evening in the summer is 100% every night. And so the idea that they moved this because of the weather, they moved it because they couldn't fill the football stadium. We've gone from having National Empty Chair Day to National Empty Stadium Night. And so we've had a lot of fun with that today as the Obama people continue to embarrass me.
So the people on the bus tour, I would imagine you're changing, because that's a long tour, as you talk about Pennsylvania and some of the other states, the swing states. Are you changing different people in and out?
Yeah, we are. We had Michelle Malkin with us today, and Cal Thomas was with us for part of the trip, but there are going to be different people in different places. And, of course, I'm the North Carolina state director, so I did the North Carolina tour, but I'll be sticking close to home as we've got a lot of work to do here in our state.
Yeah. Will you come into the Southwest? Will you hit Texas?
That's a possibility. I don't know that Texas is scheduled, but we'll definitely be in, I know we're going to New Mexico and Colorado, and some of that area.
Yeah, should be interesting.
As far as Oregon and Washington State, I haven't seen the latest schedule.
Oh, there you go.
Right, the important thing is the bus tour is just one part of what we're doing. People can be a part of the effort by going to failingagenda.com. And just because our bus doesn't come to your town doesn't mean you can't be part of what we're doing.
Yeah. Are you getting with, and then this is just the beginning of it, but I can imagine the bus, are you raising some eyebrows? Is there pictures on the side of the bus or any of that?
There is a picture of President Obama and a picture of what we think, or some text that talks about his failing agenda. And for the most part, we're getting a lot of thumbs up. We're getting very few one-finger salutes. So that's a good
sign. I like it. All right, Dallas, thanks so much for popping on. We'll check out that bus tour. We'll catch up with some of your compatriots down the line.
All right, thank you, and you have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, so both candidates, the incumbent, the president, is off to Iowa and New Hampshire, as is Mitt Romney. There'll be a lot of references in the next couple of weeks, still back to some of the things that were being said at the convention and what's being said along the way. It seems like a long season of politics, doesn't it? It seems like it's the longest in the entire time that I've covered politics in my career. This is a long one. This is not a short game. This is a long game. Who is going to win the long game? In one sense, there is an edge to Obama with the incumbency. On the other hand, there is an edge to Mitt Romney because of the ugly economic numbers. And the one thing that they stressed at the Republican convention was that everything was business, business, business. In fact, business in the speeches was mentioned 86 times. Yep, 86 times. So it shows you that the focus is there because the frustration is there for so many people. Let's face it, my grandmother used to say, well, the most important thing is if you have your health. And Graham was right. But you got to have some do-re-mi. It's just the way it is. We don't live in villages on a beach where we are trading back and forth with shells and other types of currency that used to be used a long, long time ago. No, we don't. So what's happening is families are, of course, struggling. I'm preaching to the choir with this audience, but no matter where you are in your life, early retirement, kids, newly married, single, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I love it with these economic shows when you get like a Susie Orman or you get some other genius when it comes to finance. And they just advise people, well, you know, you always want to make sure you have like 2 years salary now or 12 months salary in the bank. And of course, you have to make sure you have at least $20,000 that you also have saved up it for a rainy day. It's like, are you kidding me? For a rainy day, you have to have $100,000. Who's coming up with that money off the top of their head? The answer is not very many people. The paycheck to paycheck check. The working poor is what was missing from so much of the conversation. The working poor, that's who's getting squeezed in this country. The people that are giving their blood, sweat, and tears. And what happens to them at the end of the day, that's the scary thing. I think the scariest thing of all, that it's no longer the bar is set that, boy, can I just need a job. I just need a job, whatever it is. If I have to be a barista, if I have to work in a bar, if I have to, you know, do whatever I have to do to make ends meet, I'll do it because it's just not working anymore. I can't find a job. I was laid off. I mean, these are just common themes that all of you know are weaved in and out of your neighborhoods. And the people who run the country, that's the problem. They're removed from that. And they come in and they tour, but do they really get it? Do they really know what it feels like to be in that group, the paycheck to paycheck brigade? All right, stay with us because coming up next, we're going to talk about the latest hurricane, mix in a few other things as well. And please, you can light up those phones. I know you're out there. Who do you think scored the biggest in the conventions with the speeches? Anyone getting that far? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
One of your favorite sitcoms or some NFL football, you'll get bombarded by all kinds of political ads. Most of the money is from the super PACs, so that means the Republicans have the most money. Your ads will be conservative Republican type ads. So some of the senior folks from that campaign, the Romney-Ryan campaign, say they're going to launch a huge media offense on Friday after Obama's speech. So to keep everything topical and have the masses thinking about Romney and Ryan versus the president coming out of his big stretch off of the convention and off of the speech. Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, now VP, talked about something that's a big part of the tug of war, the welfare question and the debt crisis. Simply, the question that everybody's talking about in their backyard, are we better off? I've heard very few people say it. I take that back. Everyone I know who would fall into the 1% category, they would say they're better off. That's it. Everybody else, no. They won't say that they're better off. Here's Congressman Ryan.
I want the opportunity society with the safety net, the path of prosperity. I don't want the welfare state with the debt crisis. President Obama can give great speeches. He can blame other people in the past. But he can't tell you we are better off as a nation.
All right, so that's the question. Land of opportunity, better off as a nation. What do you think? Who wins those undecided voters, which make up a great majority of the people who are still floating around out there? Have you already made up your mind on who you're voting for? But what about those in-between people? And what about the people that just simply will not vote for Romney. How much will that hurt Romney's chances? You know, that's the thing. How much will that hurt him by not getting the extra votes or the Democratic votes? In the last few days, lots of rumors have come out about a couple of different things. I think one of the craziest deals was the Secret Service looking into Romney's tax records, saying that supposedly 1 million of the, you know, supposedly, not 1 million, supposedly the tax records were hijacked, were hacked into. But check out the rest of the story. This is wild, as Paul Harvey would say. So the Secret Service said that they're investigating, of course, the theft of Mitt Romney's federal tax records during a break-in at an accounting office in Franklin, Tennessee. Someone claimed responsibility, demanding $1 million not to make them public. Makes you curious, doesn't it? So this anonymous letter was sent to Romney's accounting firm and political offices in Tennessee and published online. They're seeking $1 million in hard-to-trace internet currency to prevent the disclosure of his tax filing, which might have, and this is the question, have emerged as a key focus during the 2012 presidential race. Romney released his 2010 tax records, as you know, and his 2011 estimate, but that's it. And he refuses to disclose earlier taxes are not coming out. So they can beat that drum all they want, but there's no way he is compromising on this. There's no way he's going to do it. Which, by the way, as an aside, you got the tax files, access to the tax files by late September, unless something changes there. Wow. Maneuvering this little train, the train that could, in some different directions, was it a question of it's the incumbent that could? But who is truly, and here's the better question of all of the things, who truly is the underdog in the election? Who would you classify as the underdog? If you met someone from another country, you were stuck next to each other having to have a conversation, so you played along. Who would you say hit that bullseye that I'm talking about? Who would you say really hit the mark between an incumbent who's been in all the right places and the guy who really, really wants the seat? You know, so much was made about the whole Mormon thing, and I don't even think that's a factor anymore. I don't think the idea that Mitt Romney's a Mormon becomes part of the reasons why he can't do, you know, X, Y, Z. I don't think so. At all. I do think that when you come out of a convention, you have to have some sort of a slogan. So what is the slogan? Change you can count on, or change you can discount. Something like that. It'll probably be about problems can be solved, because that was one of the major themes. America, our problems can be solved. So it goes from hope and change to can be solved. I think that's a tough sell. When you don't have the track record, jump in, you don't even know how to use the Oval Office correctly, you have a distinct advantage. Because if you get the ball rolling fast, you know there's some big things that you can do, which is why I believe a lot of things happened for Obama as we got closer to the election. The gay marriage thing was opened up, and military was opened up as well. So There were certainly at times some gains. And as I said, the biggest question is, who is truly the underdog? Is it the incumbent? Is the onus on him? Or is it on the female. Who was truly the underdog in this? Well, I guess that's three. Is it the incumbent? Is it Mitt Romney? So is it Romney? Is it Obama? Or is it truly one of the other genders, which would be the female gender, because of the whole thing about the conversation about the war on women. In fact, coming up in our next hour, we talk about that. We talk about who fared better, the Republicans or the Democrats, in embracing what women want to, what women care about with children and other things, and the future, versus what men care about. And the women's vote, if you look at the polls and believe the polls, would absolutely go the way of Barack Obama. He will get that demographic despite the pressure to, for the Republicans to come up with something juicy. So add a bunch of women, throw in an Ann Romney, throw in, for good measure, certainly throw in some of the other potent Republican women like Condi Rice. Condi Rice always gets mentioned as somebody who could run on a ticket, but she doesn't end up doing it, or she doesn't get the ultimate offer. But her name keeps on coming up. It's like a Rolodex. We talk about who's truly the underdog, and we'll just eliminate the women. But you have Romney or Obama. Who do you think assumes the underdog role as we move along? I'm going to say your natural inclination would be to say Mitt Romney, but I'm not so certain about that. He's got more money than you can imagine to move things the way he wants to move them. And I think the underdog is now Barack Obama, because of he's fighting the more than one-on-one. He's fighting the economy. He's fighting the numbers. He's fighting especially unemployment, because people are not happy when they can't find jobs, or when they find jobs that, let's face it, now the jobs are not secure jobs. So you don't go to work and think, whew, my money troubles are over. At least I've got some money coming in. This is great. I'm happy. And you're kind of kicking back, and then you realize, oh, no, it's on me. I am the underdog. And I think in this case, because of the unemployment number and the corporate tax and whatnot, Obama is the underdog. It's not the usual suspects. He is the underdog, which would surprise, I think, a few people. Hey, if you want to disagree, I'm inviting you into the cage. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The speech ends the Democratic convention, hammering on the Republicans, and what the overnight numbers are, and really what the numbers are coming out. I'll be curious to see if more people watched Obama than watched Mitt Romney. Because remember, Mitt Romney got tons of tweets. He got a lot of people paying attention to him. But will Barack Obama end up with more? That's the question. There you go. Sometimes you got to throw out those fish. That's it. Who is truly the underdog? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health.
Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are politicked out, so we're not going to over-politic you here on America Tonight. We like to weave in other things, as you know, and it's been a long week for people, hasn't it? Yes, I know it's a big whine when we had Labor Day off, but there was something about this week that stretched it out, and I know that you're all feeling it here in the weekend. And coming up, hopefully you join us in our next hour. We've got our cheap movie reviews, and there's a couple of good ones that might be worth seeing. I'm telling you, there's some hot temperatures. It'd be good to sit in a nice, cool theater, relax, and not think about politics, not wrestle with it for at least a day or two, right? We care about politics for the reason that's obvious. It's we the people, whether you're 20 years old and listening right now to me, or whether you're 65, anywhere on the grid. We're all in this grid together. We're on the grid. And therefore, the thing that we hope to do is get off that paycheck to paycheck thing. We want the opportunity at the American dream, which means it's what we think. You think, well, if I do this, this, and this, I can take a breath. I can take a vacation. And not a lot of people haven't taken vacations. I think we have an uptight America because people don't relax. That's what it is. Our relaxed time has been sucked away from us. It's been taken away from us. And it's because of some lousy politicians, partly. You can't blame everything on the politicians, but you can blame some of it. The worries, the prices that are going through the roof, the manufacturing going off our shores. We're still the largest manufacturers in the world, but we did lose a little something. And we know with the corporate tax where it is, we could lose more. That's one thing that Obama won't touch. If he would see that the corporate tax, he talked about Made in America in his speech, but we featured Made in America here on America Tonight. We've talked to Jay Timmons, the head of the Manufacturing Association, representing 12 million people. And without a doubt, time and time again, we hear about the corporate tax number being just way too high. And way too high not because we're so darn greedy, we want every single cent. Way too high because guess what? We have shareholders and you are accountable to them. So you can't just tank the stock. You can't just say, oh, well, you know, that's what we have to do is stay here. Not when it's so high. Not when we have one of the highest in the world. And that was never really touched by the Democrats, of course, because that's not a Democratic issue. So here's one last thing. One last thing, and then we're done with politics as we turn the corner for this hour anyway. Barney Frank is out. You know he's out. I think he's part of that whole, you know, the banking thing got just a little too close. And Fannie and Freddie that just reached out and gave a loving tap on Barney Frank's shoulder that said, you got to go, brother. You got to go now. So Barney Frank had a few parting shots for Mitt Romney as he had a little bit of a role in the convention. Take a listen.
This is a hard one for me because of my diction, so please listen carefully. It turns out our governor was Mitt Romney. What we should have had as governor was Mitt Romney.
Ooh, Mitt Romney. All right, so we move to some of that other stuff I was talking about, including this. If you want to get your hackles up, and I'll tell you, if I lived in Boston, I wouldn't be thrilled about this. A federal judge ordered Massachusetts officials to pay for a convicted murderer sex change operation, ruling that the state, this is the judge saying this, had actually violated the inmate's constitutional rights in denying the procedure. It was a 126-page order. U.S. District Judge Mark Wolf found in favor of Michelle Kozlik, who sued the Massachusetts Department of Corrections 12 years ago to force it to provide him the surgery while imprisoned. Oh, this is a weird, twisted thing. So Kozlik legally changed his name. He was formerly Robert Kozlik and has been taking hormones that have caused breasts to grow, and the judge used male pronouns throughout the order, but he is incarcerated in a state prison for male inmates. And you're going to turn this guy into a woman? What? Are you kidding me? Really? And why are we doing this? Talking about rehabbing someone, why are we allowing that to happen, particularly in this situation? Because he was convicted in 1992 and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. So sorry that he's had to endure this female trapped in a male body thing. Why would Massachusetts even pay for that? Are you kidding me? Why would they even go in that direction? So I'm going to say in the fair or foul, in the absence of a gong, I'm going to say fair or foul, that is so foul. If he was paying the operation himself or whatever, maybe it makes sense. I don't know. Doesn't seem like it to me. But not in those circumstances. Oh, no way. So foul. Have I said it enough? The thing that we've talked about throughout the week, besides the obvious with the campaigns, is the Pentagon. I have a good source there. You know, I've used that before. But the Pentagon is really, really upset about the Navy SEAL that broke the secrecy pledge. Have you ever broke a secret oath that you swore on your mother's grave or whatever, that you would not go back. In other words, on your word, you would not go back. So the Pentagon released some details about a secrecy agreement signed by a former Navy SEAL who wrote a book about his role in the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, escalating the Pentagon's fears and the argument that the SEAL violated promises not to disclose classified info. Oh, deny, but non-disclosure, it's in black and white. So here's the thing that I don't, here's the thing that I don't get about this whole thing. The SEAL, they're going after the SEAL hot and heavy. So the Pentagon, for the first time, said that the book at the top of Amazon's bestseller list, does contain classified information. And they're really, really considering legal action, especially with a signed document. The signed document is the thing that will kill him in court. Because forget about any hearsay nonsense. It's not a hearsay kind of deal. But the whole secrecy in the seals, I'm going to call foul on this one, too. Because the Navy SEAL wanting to tell the story, what was the haste in telling that story? And the Pentagon is scared to death because they don't want anything to happen to their people either. And that's one thing that's forgotten in this. Oh, you're free to go. But everybody knows who you are, so be careful where you're free to go. And I think the SEAL is going to hit a few white caps. I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing as he probably had hoped when he broke the secrecy pledge. And like I said, how many of you have ever broken a pledge? I'm going to say of the pledges I've ever had to give, there's only been a few, and I haven't done it. But I haven't also had a lot of them to contend with. Just a little fun food for thought. Tuck it in the back of your mind. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.